Let me ask, we're all here this morning. Why do you come to St. Richard's? Why do you come to St. Richard's? Hands up, anybody want to answer that? Any reason will do, being recorded, but I won't necessarily say that back out. Why do we come to St. Richard's? Everybody's happy to come here because it's so lovely. Well, there you go. How wonderful. We're just going to stop there. I'm going to pray and we'll sit down. Anyways, why do we come to St. Richard's? Jean? Oh, we're full of compliments. It's one of the best places to come and hear about our Lord. Josiah? Because I come here and you come with me. Yeah, some of us have to come just by default of association. David in that corner?
To be encouraged by other Christians.
To be encouraged by the Christians. Abigail? To celebrate God. Yeah, Steve.
A little church with a big heart.
Lots and lots of reasons. Well, do you know what? We're at the start of another term and we're at the start of another school year. And it's another season for all of us as we head into the autumn. And it's a good moment to think why we're here at St. Richard's. I mean, why we're here as St. Richard's, as a church family here. Now, lots of those things are great, and actually, they're wonderful things. We also come, some of us, to meet one another, to share together. It's a great social occasion for some of us. We come, as we've heard, to be encouraged. Some of us have to come. Not many of us have to come. But let me just think together. Let me remind you that actually each week when we come together, we hear something from God's word in the Bible. We sing praises to the God of the Bible. We pray to the God of the Bible. Not just God in general, but the God of the Bible, the Christian God. So St. Richard's Church is a family of Christians who love Jesus and who want to share him with others. It's not just a lovely place to be, or not my words, someone else's words, the best place to come and hear about Jesus. Actually, it is a place where we come together to learn more about Jesus and to share him with others. So when we meet together, like I say, it's not just social or singing or supporting each other. They're all important. But those of us who are Christians here, the church family, those of us trusting in the Lord Jesus, we want to encourage each other, as David said, in the Christian faith. And for those of us who aren't Christians, if we're not trusting in Jesus this morning, we want to speak about Jesus and share that good news with you. And the reason that's so important is because Christianity offers good news you can't find anywhere else. Christianity offers you good news you can't find anywhere else. Right, here's another hands up. Tell me about this. What is it? What's it for? Tell me, Race, what is it? What's it for? This is easier than the first question. Flossie.
It's super fast oats and it's for eating.
Super fast oats for eating. Sounds pretty good. Does what it says on the box. Anything else? Anybody want to expand on that? What is it and what it's for? Super fast, a great start. Sarah? You can make porridge when it's super fast oats, so you can make porridge and eat. Anything else we want to say about this?
Kate's favourite breakfast.
He's British. He's got the big Union Jack right on the front of it. Let me put that there. For those of you who can't see it from here, you can see the side of the box. I want you to look at these porridge oats now. I want you to think about the porridge oats. And whenever you see these porridge oats, and whenever you eat porridge oats, and if your cake is going to be quite a lot, for your breakfast, I want you to remember one thing. And I want you to remember just one thing as you see these porridge oats now. And that thing is that Jesus offers us unique hope. Jesus offers us unique hope. Now, I know there are blank faces here. And I know that that's a bit random, but do bear with me. The plan is that that will stick, sticky preaching. I want that to stick in our minds. Let me tell you a story about oats. Not about porridge oats. Keep looking at the porridge oats. Jesus offers up. We'll come back to that. A story about Captain Oats. Does anybody know about Captain Lawrence Oats? Stan. Yes, yes? Okay. Anybody else want to say yes?
What do you want to know?
Well, what I would like to know what you know. It, I mean, in a nutshell.
He died.
He did.
For others.
He did. He died at the South Pole. Let me tell you, Captain Oates joined Scott's famous trip to the Antarctic in June 1910. They were trying to be the first team to reach the South Pole. No one had ever been there before. Captain Oates is written in history as giving his life to try and save the rest of the party. Jump ahead 18 months or so. It's January 1912, and only five of the team ever made it to the South Pole. Sadly, they've been beaten there. They were pipped to the post by another team from Norway, so they set off back. It's so cold that in mid-February, one of the men dies. By March, Captain Oates is suffering from severe frostbite, and he knows he's holding back the rest of the team. Oates knows the end is near for him. So on the 16th of March, Oates wakes up and, leaving his shoes behind, walks out of the tent into the snowstorm with the famous last words, "I'm just going outside and I may be some time." Scott wrote in his diary the next day, "Oates went into the blizzard and we have not seen him since." Keep your eyes on the porridge. Oates left, never to return. He actually was a man of no hope. He knew he was going to his death. And actually, he was a man who offered no certainty of hope for others in his death, because in fact, none of the team survived. Oates' death was courageous, but sadly, it didn't save anyone. Keep your eyes on the porridge. Jesus offers us unique hope. Jesus isn't like Oates. Jesus offers us unique hope. Have your Bibles open from the reading, John 14, 1-7. It's just one verse we're in this morning as we come to the end of this summer series. Verse 6, we'll dip into the others a bit. Jesus offers us unique hope for life and death. Jesus is about to face his death. And verse 3, he says to his disciples, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Verse 2, Jesus is going back to be with his Father, God. But verse 3, he's coming back. "I will come again and will take you there," to be with Jesus and his Heavenly Father. Facing death, Jesus says he will return, that death isn't the end for him, and that we too can be with him where he is, with him and his Heavenly Father. That death isn't the end for us either. Jesus offers us unique hope. That death isn't the end, not for Jesus and not for us if we're following Jesus. Remember, Jesus is speaking to his followers here. We spend our lives trying to find out what life is about. Who am I? Where am I going in life? Well, we know life's going somewhere, and we look for the answers in lots of different things. We might put our hope in money or friends and family. We might put our hope in working hard or reputation or in just doing good and being a good person to find the answers to what life's all about. It's like we're lost, and we need something to get where we need to be before we die. But we never quite find the answer in those things. The Bible tells us we don't need money or friends, nor a better job, that we won't even find what we're looking for in being good to people and doing good things. The Bible says we need to come to God, that we were made to be with him, to have a relationship with him, to know God now and forever. The God who made the world and everything in it, who's perfect in every way, who can take away all that's wrong with our lives and all that's wrong with us, our brokenness, where we can find love and acceptance and forgiveness. The Bible tells us that coming to God is the answer we're looking for. The picture Jesus paints of this in verses 2 and 3 is of a home, a wonderful home. Picture the most amazing home you can in your heads. A home together with God. A house with many rooms. Enough for us. In fact, prepared for us. Waiting for us. Jesus knows that's what we need. That what we each need in our lives is to come to God. And Jesus tells us how to get there, which isn't a map. We use this map in Devon. We got maps of the Lake District. Maps are so helpful, if you can read them, to tell us where to go. Jesus says we don't need a map. Jesus also says we don't need a sat-nav. Now, in fact, I lent this sat-nav to Steve. He just couldn't even get him to Italy in the summer. He had to buy another one. This sat-nav isn't going to get us anywhere. Jesus says, thankfully, we don't need a sat-nav. Jesus also says, we don't need a travel guide. Jesus says, we don't need a travel guide, wherever that is, wherever we are planning on going. Jesus says something really, really surprising, that the way to come to God, to know God, to be with him, to have a relationship with him now and forever, that what we need is him. Jesus offers us unique hope. Because Jesus is the unique hope. Jesus says, look at it, verse 6. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the unique hope of our coming to God the Father. Because Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Three things to tie this all together as we draw to a close. First, Jesus is the way because he's the truth. Jesus has brought the truth about God into the world. All through the Gospels, the accounts of Jesus' life on earth, we read that Jesus teaches the truth about God with his words. And Jesus shows people the truth about God with his miracles. There's another book in the Bible, a letter written to the Hebrews, Hebrew Christians, and the start of that letter sums the whole things up. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Listen to and look at Jesus, the Bible tells us, to see the truth about God. Jesus offers us unique hope. Secondly, Jesus is the way because he's the life. Jesus has brought the life of God into the world. In each of the Gospels, the accounts of Jesus' life on earth, we read that Jesus did indeed die, as he said he would, but that he rose again, that Jesus beat death, rising to new life. And more amazingly, the Bible tells us Jesus died so we can have new life. That Jesus died on the cross so we can be forgiven by God for living as gods of our lives instead of God. And for making lots of other gods in our lives, the things we put our hope in, the things we live for that are not God. Money, friends, family, working hard, reputation, doing good to others. The things we look for answers to life in. Come to Jesus, the Bible tells us, to find new life with God now and forever. Jesus offers us unique hope. And finally, Jesus is the way. The only way. I didn't say it. Jesus did. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the only way to God because nobody else shows us the truth about God, though many claim to. And Jesus is the only way to God because nobody else can offer us the new life we need with God. Only Jesus in all of human history has died and risen, never to die again. Only Jesus can offer us the new life we need to come to God if we will come to him, trust in him with our lives. In Jesus' own words, he's the only way for us to come to God. Lots of people believe in God, but Jesus says people need to believe in him to come to God. So as we finish now, and we're going back to the beginning, why do you come to St. Richard's? Well, Christianity offers you good news you can't find anywhere else. Keep your eyes on the porridge and remember that Jesus offers us unique hope. If you don't know that unique hope in your life, Jesus is the answer. I can promise you that. If you want to talk more about life, find a Christian you know and trust and speak to us. We'd love to share more. And if you're here this morning, not trusting in Jesus, whatever else is happening in your life, whether it's a sunny season or a stormy season, take heart, rest easy, rejoice, and give thanks to God that Jesus really is the way to go, because he is the truth and the life we need for our lives. If you're not trusting in Jesus as a unique hope, find a Christian, talk to them about the hope they have. If you are trusting in Jesus, rest assured that you are on the right path. He really is the way, now and forever. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the Lord Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, the way we can come to you now and forever. Wherever we're at now, help us understand all that means. Help us trust in Jesus today and every day. And help us know the joy of coming to and knowing you. Amen.